Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Philip. Good morning. I'm Coach Turnbow, and it is my pleasure to be with you this morning. I consider it a blessing to have an opportunity to share a brief message of my personal hope, faith, and experience in Christ with you fine people this morning. God tells us in His holy word, today is a day the Lord hath made. Today is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I love that. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. Pastor Philip shared this scripture with us just a few days ago as we began this new year and focus on God's pursuing message for this 21 days of worship, prayer, and fasting. I love God's infallible word. I love that it never comes back void and that it always has an effect. So this is a great place to begin this morning with that scripture. Today is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come together to lift up your holy name. Thank you for the opportunity to share an encouraging word of hope and my story with these fine people in this place. Thank you for this time, in this place, in this country. Thank you for showing us how to love Jesus more than anything else in this world. I just pray for your will and the power to carry that out. We pray these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, I always wanted to say that. I like that, right, in the service there. God has blessed me in so many ways throughout my life, and because I'm going to spend a good bit of time this morning speaking on my experience, strength, hope, and faith, in the short time that we have together, the best place to begin for me is with my wife and soon to be of 33 years, Angela. She can wave. She's back there in the back there. Angie, as she is affectionately known, is amazing and truly a godsend. Unfortunately, I grew up in a broken home and my parents divorcing at an early age. Throughout my youth, when heartbreak and troubles came, I spent many hours in prayer asking for God to bless me in the future with a loving wife, a joy-filled marriage, and family. I prayed to be the kind of father and man that could follow God's will, and I prayed for the power to carry it out. God answered my prayers and them and some. Angie is an amazing person of faith, mother, and soulmate. I am blessed. Praise be to God. Angie and I raised two awesome boys, Dugan and Chip. They're grown and married now to two wonderful wives of their own, Mickey and Haley. The boys are both Army officers and serving our country. Angie and I moved to Shalimar, as Pastor Philip shared a moment ago. We moved from Georgia roughly a year and a half ago. I teach PE and direct the athletics for Meigs Middle School. The day after coming to the community, I attended two worship services here at Shalimar United Methodist Church, and the love affair began, and we became members shortly thereafter. I mentioned the broken home just a moment ago, and so I kind of want to pick it up there. But that is just part of the story. There is good news, as Pastor Phillips likes to say. I like when he says that, right? There is good news. My family had moved to the inner city of Houston from rural West Texas when I was 5. Culture shock for me and my siblings would be an understatement. My parents were ill-equipped to raise children in such a volatile environment. Crime, violence, alcohol abuse, and neglect make up the short list. My father was a struggling musician, and my mother took on a waitressing job at night to make ends meet. At the age of 7, I got a well-needed break. My brother and I spent the summer of 69 with my grandparents in the small West Texas town of Brownfield. During the visit, my brother and I attended Vacation Bible School at Calvary Baptist Church. By God's grace, I accepted Christ as my personal Lord and Savior that summer. As it turns out, God had plans for me. When I returned to Houston, I walked to and attended a local church on my own. And I did that on a regular basis and was baptized at the age of 9. My family celebrated Christmas and Easter together, but they did not practice their faith. But they didn't discourage me and gave me the freedom to follow Christ. One of my favorite scriptures is, I can do all this through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all this through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. My parents divorced when I was 11, and although there was a good deal of heartache and brokenness in my youth because of my family troubles, Jesus made a way for me and brought people into my life that made an impact through faith and sports. Coaches throughout my youth, though they had families of their own, looked out for me. They mentored me, fed me, and encouraged me, and I thrived on and off the field, and most importantly, my relationship with Jesus. In the end, I would go on to play college football and throw the javelin in track and field, and most importantly, along with the sports, I studied physical education, sports science, health, sports ministry, and sports management, receiving degrees through McMurray University, Kennesaw State University, and Liberty University. Not bad for a poor, resilient kid from the inner city. But as I said, God had a plan. Fast forward to 2012, our oldest had just graduated from the Citadel. Our youngest had just graduated from high school, and my wife was still recovering from a life-threatening illness and several surgeries back-to-back. We had right-sized to the bare minimum because of insurmountable medical bills. My father had recently lost everything in a devastating forest fire, and the hits just kept on coming. As God would have it, there was more to come. While visiting my father's burned-to-the-ground cabin in New Mexico, my eyesight began to fail and was getting worse by the day. Upon returning from our New Mexico visit, the diagnosis was bad. I was legally blind, and if I was going to save my sight, I would need a series of surgeries. I was devastated emotionally, mentally, and physically. However, I was not broken spiritually. I knew God had a plan and that I needed to trust in Him and His will. I poured myself into prayer along with my wife, family, church, and Bible study group. The most serious surgery repaired a severed retina, requiring laser surgery, a permanent eye belt, and an inserted gas bubble, which would hopefully secure the retina following 2 weeks of remaining in a face-down prone position. By God's grace, my vision was saved. God had more for me to do. In John's gospel, the disciples try to understand why a man was born blind, asking if it was because of his own sins or his parents. The disciples were missing the point, and Jesus gives the answer before healing the man. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. That's John 9:3. This is my experience. God brings us closer to him and when times are difficult, if we believe and trust in him. Following my troubles, I resolved to be more intentional in my faith and personal relationship with Christ. The first thing I do daily before anything else is go to the Lord in prayer. After prayer, I spend time reading and thinking on God's holy word. I simply make no excuses and build this plan into my daily routine. At the end of the day, before I rest, I go to the Lord in prayer. For me, the results have been transformational. I strive and pray to become a better servant leader in the community for my Heavenly Father, and God is answering my prayers. I love how God tells us to worry for nothing and pray for everything. Worry for nothing and pray for everything in the book of Philippians. My hope is in Jesus because he has never let me down. And that's my hope moving forward for you as well. God bless.